neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is episode 142. I am Shannon and today we got Pete.
Hey, Shannon.
So it's the original crew here today.
You know, I keep trying to get Sue back. She's a busy lady.
Yeah, she is. And Vicky, I think, is traveling now, right?
Vicky said she was going to Florida. I called her, too, to see if we could get her back. She hasn't been on in a long time.
Yeah, we haven't.
She wants to come back, so we're going to get her back soon, I think.
Yeah, she's also very busy. And we actually have, when we first, okay, we have enough stories to record, and then a couple other stories. So we actually have a full show today. Before we get into it, let's give a shout out to our sponsor, which is Monera Financial. So if you have an existing contract and maybe you need to refinance, or maybe you're looking to purchase a resale contract, definitely hit up our friends at Monera Financial. They can help you out with all your DVC related financial needs. Let's go ahead and get right into the first story.
Yeah. So this week it was officially announced on June 13th that the newly planned DVC lounge that had been mentioned earlier this year will indeed be in Magic Kingdom and will take the place of the Frontierland Shooting Gallery, which is scheduled to close on June 23rd. So you might be your last chance to shoot some ducks or whatever it is. I don't know. I've never been there. No details about the lounge have been released, only that it will be a members-only lounge similar to the one in Epcot. So are you excited to have another lounge in
I am excited to
Disney
have
World?
Another lounge. And I will say, I was sad about the Frontierland Shooting Gallery closing because I have fond memories of it as a kid.
Yeah.
But my husband and I were talking about it and saying how, well, we need to go. They're going to close this. We need to go by there. And we never do. Now, the one time we did try and go, it was closed because the time we went was when it was during the restart and it was closed. Yeah. It was one of those things that remained closed for a while. We did try that time. But when you're in the parks, there's just so much other stuff to do. And there's usually not a lot of people there either. So part of me is nostalgic and I'm sad that it's closing. But at the end of the day, we never went. There's a reason why it's closing, because just for that reason. And obviously it's closing for something that I can use. I can understand people that are sad that it's closing that aren't DVC members. So it's closing
right,
for
exactly.
something that, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of thought this the same thing. As a DVC member, this is like great.
Yeah. You know?
But if you're not a DVC member, well, you're losing something and you're not getting something back.
Yeah, and it's in a part of the park where, you know, a lot of people go to Pecos Bill to sit down. Yeah. And sometimes when you go to eat there, you can't find a place to sit because there's a lot of people just trying to cool off. So it's nice to have something in that part of the park, because if you were in Tomorrowland, you just go to Carousel of Progress. But for in this side of the park, it's nice to have, it will be really nice to have a spot there, especially during, you know, the summer months. I would have liked to have been able to go say goodbye to the Frontier Shooting Gallery, because I don't even think we riders ever done it, but it's fine. At the end of the day, we always said we should go and we never did. So that's the reason why it's closing, right?
I don't think it was used very much. I mean, it for a long time, you had to pay for it. Recently, after COVID, they reopened it and it's free. And even then, I still don't think they get a lot of people that
right.
even really stop by and see it, because I think they don't even go to it because they probably think that you have to pay for it. There's always something that there's someone out there that's like, you know, I'm going to miss this. But I don't think there's a lot of people out there that are going to go, this was my favorite thing at Magic Kingdom, right?
Right.
Anything particular you want to see them do with the lounge?
I think it's a lot more space, especially since they're building it out. I'm curious as to how big it could possibly be. That's going to be
right.
interesting, like how much space is actually there, like, because I'm assuming there's background space as well, you know, because Magic Kingdom, Epcot's busy, but Epcot, I always have to wait. And I'd also like to see some extended hours, because the Epcot one, I think, closes at 6.
6, yeah.
So I would like to see it. You know, the pass holder one at Epcot was open till 8. And I would like to see some extended hours, especially at something like Magic Kingdom or maybe during the busier months. I'm excited that we're getting another lounge. So that'll be great.
I agree. I'd like to see it go open a little later than six. I think in Epcot, you have this move of people from Future World or whatever you call it now to World Showcase as the evening goes on. So I think it makes sense there. It probably wouldn't get a lot of traffic after 6 o'clock. So I would hope it's going to go later. I don't know for sure, though, because the DVC one in California is also only open till six. So it'll be interesting to see. I would like to see, after having been to the California one, I would like to see one, a bathroom.
Oh, that yeah.
In there would be very nice because, you know, one of the problems in the Epcot lounge is you can sit in there for just about as long as you want. But if you have to use the bathroom, you have to go out and around the building and everything, go over to the bathroom. And not that that's horrible or anything, but it would be nice to be able to use it. And what I'd actually kind of like to see that I almost guarantee they won't do is if they made it a two level and you actually had a second level that you could go and watch the parade from.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I think that would be a really cool.
You have obviously given it much more thought than I have.
Well, that was one of the first things I thought of is because, like, usually when we watch the parade, we watch the parade from right around there.
Yeah,
because we very rarely want to deal with the crowds on Main Street. So we always end up in Frontierland, and usually I'm not one that's going to wait for a parade. It's going to be like, oh, there's a parade in 20 minutes. Why don't we stay here and wait for it? And so we'll do that in Frontierland. We'll sit there and wait. And usually, you know, they're 15 minutes beforehand. You can almost get a front row spot, you know,
right.
But it'd be kind of cool as a DVC member to have a like slightly higher. I don't know. As I said, that's like a fantasy. Please do not think I know anything. If DVC listens to us, that would be a great little treat to give the members would be to have, you know, even if it was just a standing area, balcony area with that's shaded, of course.
Right.
That would be a lot of fun to be able to go up there and watch the parade. Well,
then you'd be guaranteed a wait to get in there.
Oh, yeah. There would for sure would be a wait. I don't see how there won't be, Shannon, because even if they double the size of the Epcot lounge, there's double the amount of people in Magic Kingdom. I guarantee there's going to be a 30, 40 minute wait, but at least there's other stuff around there a lot more so than that's to me always the problem with the Epcot lounge is like, you know, they tell you, oh, it's 15, 20 minutes. Well, what are you going to do with that? You can't really go over and ride Soarin' or Living with the Land. It's going to be too long.
Yeah.
Maybe you ride Journey of the Imagination or
that's what we usually do. If we plan to go to the lounge, we usually go put our name down and then go ride Journey into Imagination. And typically now we don't go major busy times and our passes are weekday passes. So we don't go on the weekends anymore. But typically by the time we get off the ride, we're getting the call. Or the last time we didn't get it by the time we got off the ride, but we were in line for Figment when we got it. So it was about, you know, maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Yeah. So, I've never waited more than 20 minutes for the lounge.
I did in the beginning. I did it early before COVID, before when it was first, like when it first came out. But that was early on and everybody was trying to get there. And
I mean, I've had them say it could be 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
I've had them say that, but I've never waited more than 20 minutes because it's usually not that long. I think we'll see the same thing in Magic Kingdom. I think you'll see there'll probably always be a wait, but I also think I don't think most people are going to want to like go in there and sit for an hour. I mean, they're paying all that money to be at Magic Kingdom. I think they're less likely to just sit and do and not.
One of the things that I immediately thought about was those families that are DVC, obviously, but for those families that have someone wanting to go on Tiana's or Big Thunder that don't have a toddler or have a little one that can't ride, now they have somewhere to go if you're DVC because we talked about this at our last episode that they got rid of the playground and there's nowhere if you have a little one and you're doing like rider swap or one parent's riding with the older kid, there's nothing for you to do over there now. And at least for DVC members, this is something for those members that might have to do, you know, a rider switch in that area. So that's something.
Ian, you said you didn't think much about this. You thought about it.
Yeah, well, I thought about, I feel bad for the parents. Like, that's what I thought. But not so much about the actual lounge, but, you know, well, this will give something, you know, but.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm excited. It's something, any perks is great. And that kind of leads us to our next story. And that is that DVC has added special welcome home weeks. And this is an event this summer. And it says introducing first ever welcome home weeks, a limited time celebration from July 22nd through August 24th, featuring special events, tasty treats, and exciting experiences. I'm going to go through these really quick and I'm going to give a little bit of information, but I'm not going to read everything. This will all be in our show notes. And then also this is available online on the Disney Vacation Club website. Events during the 5 weeks, there's going to be a one-time use mobile order discount. You can receive a 20% one-time use discount on a mobile order at select quick service dining. So that's going to be able to be used from July 22nd through August 24th. So plan out your week, figure out which one is the most expensive. That's what I am doing because we will be there the week of July 22nd. So I'm like, which is going to be our most expensive mobile order? So I can use that 20% discount.
And that one I think about, is it like, is it per member or is it per membership? Because
I think it's per membership. It's going to be per membership because you're going to have one time discount.
Right. But like I have two memberships because I have two different use years. So would I be able to use it twice?
Probably not because it's going to be attached to your My Disney Experience. So then once you use that code, it's not going to let you use it again. I'm a pro in coupon codes. I never buy anything online without searching high and low for a coupon code. So I would say that they'll have you blocked for that. And there's no way to like start another My Disney Experience, you know. That I'm sure this, when it comes to discounts, they're not really good with IT, except when it comes to discounts. They will make sure that it's limited to the one-time use. And the next is going to be the Sweet Stop. Treat yourself to a refreshing complimentary Mickey Mouse ice cream bar, ice cream sandwich, or fruit bar at select Walt Disney World Disneyland Resort locations. So at Walt Disney World, it's going to be Mondays and Tuesdays starting July 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then Disney's Animal Kingdom, it's going to be Thursdays and Fridays, starting July 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. Disneyland, it's going to be at the Member Lounge, July 23rd, August 6th, and August 20th from 2 to 4. And then Disney's California Adventure Park, it's going to be the Disney's Welcome Vacation Club Home Center, July 30th and August 13th, 2 to 4. Now, ironically, I mentioned we're there the week of July 22nd, and we're going to Hollywood Studios on a Tuesday, and we're going to the Animal Kingdom on Thursday. So we will actually be there. I'm not a big ice cream person, but Ray and Ryder are. So, and we're going with my brother. I don't know if he'll be with us the whole time, but we can get some free ice cream for some people.
I'm not sure if they said it was going to be once per week.
That was what was confusing because it said once per week per park.
Oh, per park. Okay. So you can't go Monday and Tuesday at Hollywood Studios.
Right. I think I could go, to me it read like you could go to Hollywood Studios and to Animal Kingdom, but you couldn't go like Monday and Tuesday to Hollywood Studios and get it. So that's, but it was very confusing. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Then there's a welcome home wake up, mingle with fellow members for coffee and a morning treat at select hotels. It's going to be Bay Lake Tower, Top of the World, and then Disney's Wilderness Lodge Reunion Station, and the dates and times are to be determined. You have to have a member with a resort reservation at these resorts to be eligible. This is going to be tight, so this one would not be something that I would be able to partake in, nor would I probably, I mean, maybe I would go if we were there, but it's nice. I
see this one, and I think that too. It's like, well, yeah, okay. They're limiting it to the resort guests, but if I was staying at Boardwalk and they had coffee in the morning at Wilderness Lodge, am I really going to travel to Wilderness Lodge to get a cup of coffee? You know, not many people would bother to do that, I don't think.
Right, exactly. And even us, we're at Fort Wilderness. Would I leave Fort Wilderness to go there? Yeah. I mean, not for coffee and treats that I wouldn't be able to eat. Disneyland Resort, Villas at Disneyland, Discovery Den. There's going, again, you must have a Disneyland resort reservation. Now, this one I can understand because if you have a DVC and you're just visiting the parks, but you're not, it's very easy to get into Disneyland. So this one I could see why it would be blocked because if if there's a lot of people there, you could probably have a lot more people than they could handle.
Yeah. And they are allowing it for any of the three. Like it's not restricted to just the villas. It's any Disneyland resort reservation.
Right. And it's, you know, it's only for an hour. It's from 10 to 11 a.m. And then there's a Welcome Home Wednesday wine mixer. And this is going to be at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. And it's going to be at the Wedding Garden July 31st and August 14th from 4:30 to 5:30. Again, this is one. Now, obviously, I'm not going to Disney's California Adventure or going to the California parks, but 4:30 to 5:30, that's prime park time. So I would probably not make it there. We're in the parks at that point.
Honestly, that's usually like towards the end of our break. So I could see going to that before going back to the parks.
Yeah. We don't do breaks anymore. And California is different because California, especially Grand Californian, it's so easy to leave the park and go to Grand Californian. If I was at California Adventure, would I totally leave to go to Grand Californian to get a glass of wine? Yeah, totally. Especially if it was free, totally would do that. Yep. Now, this one is I'm very excited about. This is the character close-up. So Walt Disney World Resort, it says delight in an immersive character meet and greet experience themed to the film Frozen. This is going to be in Disney's Contemporary Resort in the Ballroom, July 22nd, July 23rd. And basically, it looks like it's the Monday and Tuesday of a couple weeks. So July 22nd, 23rd, 29th, 30th, and then August 12th and 13th. So there's 6 nights. So we have 2 opportunities to go. There's no time yet. So they haven't announced the time. So it will depend on what time it's at. But one of the things I will say is it was very clear parking will not be available. Parking's not available. We're staying at Fort Wilderness, so we're not that far, but we have our car, but we can't park. You could easily take a bus to Magic Kingdom and walk over. And if you have a little child that's really loves Frozen, that totally might be worth it.
Didn't they restart the boat from Fort Wilderness and to the Contemporary, though? I thought they finally restarted that.
I don't know. I'd have to check. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't remember. I remember it wasn't working the last time we went, but it's been a while.
That one I could maybe, as you say, if your kid really likes Frozen, I could see going to that special. That's kind of like the Halloween thing they were doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's going to be one at Disneyland Resort, it's going to be featuring a sketch artist and a rockin' dance party. Sleeping Beauty Pavilion in the Disneyland Hotel, July 22nd and August 19th from 2 to 4. And this one also says members need hotel reservations and include 4 guests or the number of guests on the reservation. And then there's a couple at Vero Beach, we're not going to go into all of them, Vero Beach, Hilton Head, and then the ice cream parlor. So take advantage of complimentary ice cream served up at Disney's Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa DVC Preview Center daily starting July 22nd, 11 to 5. Limit of 1 serving of ice cream per person per week. And that just tells me they're trying to get people into the DVC Preview Center to sell you more points.
But I will say, you used to have to spend $20,000 to get that complimentary ice cream. So right now you're getting the complimentary ice cream first. But yes, I'm assuming as part of this, they're also going to be kind of giving you a little bit of a sales pitch on extending your points, right?
Right. So there's going to have Alani. There's some events, lay making, hula, and ukulele lessons. So again, it's all in the link in our bio, and then it's also on the Disney Vacation Club website. So definitely check all of that out. But it's nice. If you're going this summer, it's nice. I know a lot of people, I saw a lot of comments on there because they teased it for a couple of days on Instagram, which I hated the teasing. The teasing was very annoying because it was just like they teased it for like 48 hours. And then, a lot of people were like, you know, it would be nice to make these announcements more in advance. And I kind of agree with that, but it's also, at least it's something. Like, I'm not going to, you know, complain about them doing this. Obviously, we're able to partake, but it would be nice to have a little bit of a heads up. But again, this is probably something to benefit them because, again, they're probably trying to sell more points.
Yeah. It would be nice to have more than 60 days notice so that you could maybe book your parks accordingly.
Right.
But other than that, and your dining reservations, you know, but other than that, like, this is not something that there's nothing on this list that you're going to make plan a special trip to Disney for.
Right. Exactly.
I'm all in favor of this. I've said for years, throw out perks like this all the time. This is how you sell DVC to people, you know, give them little things. And I think DVC is starting to realize that, like the, putting in more lounges, giving out free treats, things like that, just soda and these things that make you feel like you're special and part of the club. That's how you get people to want to come back and want to do it and want to add more points, you know, or then they're talking to people and saying, oh yeah, well, like, you know, talking with their friends at Magic Kingdom that are sitting out in the sun taking a break. And you're like, we just go into the DVC lounge and we get a soda there. You know, I don't know why they don't do more of this. I would maybe like a little more advance notice. As I said, to me, 60 days, if you gave people, I don't think you need to give people 11 months notice for this type of a perk.
Right.
Because I didn't look at this and go, oh my God, I got to quick plan a trip.
Now the morning one, maybe if I were between two resorts and if I was between, let's say, Wilderness Lodge and Boardwalk, you know, could the morning event, maybe, but probably not. But it is nice to have advance notice, especially for the stuff that's park specific and is because you need park reservations. Yeah. It's not as easy to change. Now, not everybody needs a park reservation, but most people still do, especially a lot of DVC members are annual pass holders and you still need them. So, but again, I'm very excited. So I do have a vlog, Shannon Ford, on YouTube, and I will be vlogging, and then I will try and post some pictures and maybe some shorts on my Instagram and TikTok. I'm not that good on TikTok. I'm trying. It's just, I'm too old. I'm trying, and I will, but when the events happen, because like I said, we will be going that week of July 22nd. So especially the Frozen one, that is the character. That is one I did tell my husband that I really want to go just to be able to cover for my vlog. So one of those days. So hopefully I'll be able to cover that. So that will be probably on my YouTube and then definitely some pics on my Instagram and TikTok. Just Shannon Ford on YouTube and then Instagram and TikTok are just Mrs. Shannon Ford because Shannon Ford was taken. Did you want to talk about why we think they're doing this?
Yeah, I mean, sales aren't bad or anything like that, but I think one of their problems that they're seeing is we saw on dvcnews.com, they always post every month the sales, and they showed the May sales, and the cabin sales, they only sold 3,900 points in May, and that's abysmal. I forgot the number I told you, but they sold like 27,000 points for Old Key West.
Oh, Old Key West. Sorry. No, Old Key West was 51,000. Riviera was 75,000. Old Key West is 51,000. Now that's obviously.
And Copper Creek, which is not on sale. So you actually got to pay like
premium
for Copper Creek, did 2,700. And all they could do at these cabins is 3,900. I mean, that's like 0.1% of the resort.
Right.
So I did a quick calculation and would take about, at that rate, it'll take about 80 years for the resort to sell out. That's assuming it doesn't get worse. I mean, this is only the fourth month of sales. They've sold like 35,000 points for that resort. Most resorts in the first 4 months, they've probably sold a couple hundred thousand points when they open. I don't think DVC was, the folks at DVC were dumb enough to think that the cabins were going to be, you know, this massive seller, like, you know, the Grand Floridian reopening rooms and things like that. And probably the Poly Tower, I'm sure, is going to really hit.
You really didn't think that? I think they thought they were going to be popular. I think they thought that this was going to be an easy win, that there's people that love these cabins that go every year because they know these people go every year, and they thought that they could capitalize on it. I think that they really thought it would be maybe not as popular as Grand Floridian or the Poly expansion, but I think that they thought it was going to be an easy, we don't have to put a lot of money in because we got to switch these out. They switched out the cabins. I don't think a lot of people realize that they switched out the cabins every couple years, like every 10 years, they switch them out.
Right.
This was something that was probably going to happen. Maybe it happened sooner than it was going to, but it was going to happen regardless. I think they thought it was an easy win. We don't have to put a lot of money. And that's the problem, is they've done nothing except change out the cabins. There's no new pool. We were chatting about this before we recorded. If they had just, and I mentioned this on a prior show, if they had just done a really kick-ass pool and community hall and at during the cabin location, you know, let it open to the people that are staying, you know, make it, you could make it open only to DVC, but even for the other people that are on the campsite, that's fine because a lot of people don't utilize it, and make it just worth your while. But it's just a cabin. You got to stay there unless you have a car. You got to get a golf cart. I mean, I'm excited to stay there, but we have a car and we don't do the parks like normal people. We go in the afternoon and we go, but we have a car. And the only park we don't drive to is Magic Kingdom. So it's just, I think that this is a big surprise for them. I think they were stupid enough to think that this was going to be a very popular resort.
Oh, they thought it was going to do better than this. I don't think they thought it was going to be like, oh, this is going to sell out in 3 years. I think that I think they realized it was going to be, it was something that would take a while to sell. But I do think they did have, I agree with you in that they had the arrogance to think that, oh, we just put DVC on and it'll sell. Been the exact opposite of that. I don't know if this is a heads will roll type thing, but it could be.
Well, it could be, but I mean, at the end of the day, they also hasn't put any money in it. So it really isn't a loss for them. Think about Alani, how much that must have cost. You think about Riviera, how much they cost because they tore down, you know, rooms from Caribbean Beach and all the construction and everything. So this one, there really wasn't a lot of cost to it. And we're getting, and they're getting people to pay some of those dues.
Unless it was forced on DVC, which I doubt. I think someone's in trouble for this. I'm sorry. I think someone's in trouble for this. They're going to be, as I said, they're just over 1% sold in 4 months.
Wow.
Right. They started out at the first month was like 15,000 points. So they've slowed down significantly since then. So they might be 2% sold in a year. I don't know what they're going to do about that because essentially, and they've added 63, they've added 20% of the resort to inventory, right? 63 rooms or 63 cabins.
They added the other loop, right?
So they're basically eating the cost of those 63 cabins because they've sold less than one.
Yeah.
I guess 1% would be three, right? So they've sold three of them. I think I said this to you earlier or text to you. I said, the good news is if you want to go there at 7 months, there's going to be lots of availability at 7 months because there's almost no members that own there. So. Yep.
Yeah. And my friend that is one of the people that stay there. I saw her recently and I said, she's like, I don't know if we're going to be able to stay there. And I'm like, oh, you'll be able to stay there. It's not selling. But she said, no one's ever reached out to them. Not that they would probably be interested, but no one's even, you know, these are people that have stayed there probably every year for the last 10 years during Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And again, at the pace it's selling, they're probably only going to have this 20% declaration is going to last 5 years. Right. So there's still going to be 300 cabins for rent.
Okay. Right?
Let's move on to some better news news for Disney and for us. Some additional news about some attractions opening that we got this past week. Disney has announced the new Country Bear Jamboree show will be opening on July 17th. This is an all new show, but it will contain many of the same characters, but they'll be utilizing more of the Disney songbook. They teased the song Try Everything from Zootopia, A Whole New World, and also, not surprisingly, Bear Necessities. In the article on the Disney Parks blog. So I think we don't know if there's going to be any soft openings ahead of that July 17th date, but they must be getting pretty close. So that's something else you could do on your trip is check out.
I know. I'm actually looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. When the next time we go, that will probably be the second time I've seen the Country Bears. Another Disney blog post showed some new images and some of the technology from the new Little Mermaid show at Hollywood Studios, but they did not specify any more about the date, except they're still saying it will open in the fall. And then Rock and Roller Coaster is also scheduled to reopen from an extended closure, and that will be on July 27th. So I don't know if you're going to catch that before.
No, that's the day we leave, and that's a Saturday, and we're blacked out.
That's been closed since January. The rumor is that it was a track replacement. And then there has been a year plus long permit filed for work on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, which extends to August of 2025. This getting a little bit into rumor territory, which we avoid usually, but some pretty good sources are saying that the ride will be going down at the end of the summer for a lengthy refurbishment that also includes replacing the entire track. No news on if they're going to fix the mine explosion scene like they have in Disneyland, which the Disneyland one is really, really cool, and the Florida one doesn't even work anymore. We expect to hear more about this at D23 when they talk about the Beyond Big Thunder Mountain expansion. If you have a trip September or later, you might get the new Tiana ride, but you might not have Big Thunder Mountain.
Yep. So, and that's probably another reason why they were really pushing for Tiana's to open, because this is something that's probably been they've been working on. And then speaking of refurbishments, I guess you can say that there's been a permit filed for Bay Lake Tower, and permits have been filed through September 2025 for refurbishment at Bay Lake Tower. The announcement from Disney was that from September 2024 to September 2025, room refurbishment work will take place in Bay Lake Tower at Disney's Contemporary Resort. During the refurbishment, guests will see and hear construction work throughout Bay Lake Tower. And then please allow extra time for travel as alternate paths may be utilized. So this is going to be Bay Lake Tower's first full hard goods refurbishment. Is there anything that you want to see with the refurbishment for Bay Lake Tower? This one I have thought about.
Myself, I would like for, because the studios there are small enough, I would like for them to redesign that galley kitchen.
Yes.
To make the studios feel a little bit bigger. They're already the smallest square foot of any place, but I think that combined with the small square foot and the design, we've stayed there a couple times. The rooms are nice. The one bedroom is gorgeous. The studios are small.
We've only stayed one night at the studios. I mean, we've stayed two times, but only one night because they're just too small. If you're as a couple, I think if you're a couple, it's fine. But if you have a child, it's way too small. What I was going to say is I don't think they'll redesign the galley kitchen, because that would not be just a hard good. That's actually going to be, I think that would actually be construction. And I don't think they're going to do that. I think that would be just too expensive. But I would like to see the Murphy bed instead of the sofa bed. Mm-hmm. Because I think the Murphy bed
probably do.
Yeah. That I think will make a difference where it will at least open up the room a little bit and make it feel a little roomier. So hopefully that we see that. But yeah, I have always said I do not recommend the Bay Lake Tower studios. To me, they're the worst studios on Disney property.
Yeah, they're not a lot bigger than the Duos. I'm kind of with you. The one time we stayed there for three or four nights, it was just my wife and I. For two people, it was fine. But yeah, right. if you have even one kid, but certainly more than one kid, it's too small.
That's something to keep in mind, because especially that walkway, because if you're staying there for the walk to Magic Kingdom and for some reason the walkway is blocked, which could happen, the walkway is a little further out, but maybe there's a way like you can't walk or you have to walk around it. That's something that would be very disappointing if that's something that they block. So hopefully it won't be completely blocked, but it is possible. Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
Well, and the other thing I think about it is it's not as big a, like at the boardwalk, when they're doing construction, when they like close down the one wing and you're on the other wing, you don't hear anything. Right. But here you could be on the fifth floor and they're constructing on the sixth floor. Right.
Right.
Or on the fourth floor. And it's so they're right above you or below you. I mean, I don't know if I imagine they're going to go by floor, not by like columns,
I
don't know. I think what they'll do is they'll probably close maybe two floors at a time and do those floors, or maybe they'll do half a floor or something like that. And that's why they're saying that you'll have to do alternate paths, because if you want to get to the bridge on the fourth floor and you're on the fifth floor and half of it's under construction, you got to take the elevator. You have to take the north elevator instead of the south, whatever, you know?
Right.
I think I would avoid Bay Lake Tower the next year, at least until you hear exact, you know, specifics about it.
Good thing is that sometimes it makes it easier to get in when these refurbishments are happening.
Yeah, maybe. And then our last story that we had, this is literally dropped today for our Disneyland friends. The Oogie Boogie Bash tickets are going on sale. The announcement was June 25th for the Inspire key holders. That's the highest level of pass. On June 26th, it'll open up for all other key holders, including the Inspire key. I'm not going to go through all the types of keys. And then on June 27th, sales will open to the general public. The prices were also released for the various dates. So if you want to go to the August dates, it's $134. September dates are $154 to $169. And October dates are $169 to $189. The party itself is from 6 to 11. So it's, you know, 5-hour kind of standard Disney Halloween party length. I'll be going to one of the ones in October. So I'm excited for that with a little DVC type meetup. And the other interesting thing that came out today is that even though Haunted Mansion is closed right now, they announced that Haunted Mansion Holidays will be back in time for the holidays. They will be using a virtual queue due to the construction of the new exterior queue line. So it sounds like even though they can bring the ride back up, that they might not be done with the construction. And so they're going to have a shortened queue area so they can use the virtual queue to kind of control how long the line gets, I guess.
Yeah. No, and I think that's great because especially for Haunted Mansion, that's such a big draw.
Yeah, especially at Halloween, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I've never seen Haunted Mansion Holidays, so.
Neither have I. Neither have I. When we got
checking it out.
When we went the one time in January, it was closed and it was coming back up, but it came back in its normal state. And yeah. Then we did get to see Small World, the overlay, because they
Christmas one.
Yeah, well, they don't shut that one down until Haunted Mansion is back up. So we did get to see that overlay, which was fun. It was fun to see it. I enjoyed it. But that was it for our stories. We had quite a few DVC related stories, which I thought was good. You know, sometimes it's DVC news is a little light. You don't have a trip planned to Disney World anytime soon, right?
Nope.
Isn't that crazy?
Just me going to Disneyland is the only thing to look forward to. But well, I'm looking ahead to November 2025.
Yep. My family, as I mentioned, we will be headed there July 21st, staying at the new cabins. Yep. Going to Hoop-Dee-Doo that first night. So that'll be fun. And then scheduled, I don't know if I've talked about this, we're scheduled to do the Wild Africa Trek.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's something I keep wanting to do it. And we just never, the timing never seems right for it. So I don't know if I would do it in the summer myself.
I'm not looking forward to doing it in the summer. And everyone said, well, if you do it in the summer, make sure you do it at 8:45. But you have to be there a half an hour before, and you have to be in the park. So that would have meant we'd have to be at the park by like 7:45. I stopped doing that. Like we don't, now that Ryder's older, we don't do that anymore. So we are doing the 10:15 and it's 3 hours. So I still think it's going to be hot, right? It's just going to be hot, but it's better than doing the 11:45.
No. Yeah. You definitely don't want to do it so that it's peeking into the afternoon and the rain and everything.
But my friend Christy from DCL podcast just did it maybe a week or two ago, and she said it was great. So she said it was awesome.
I've heard nothing but good things about it. And I do want to do it someday, but we did just do Hoop-Dee-Doo in January, just kind of celebrate the end of our daughter's college program. And all three of us, she still loved it. This is only the second time we've done it, but it had been a while. And quite honestly, I mean, I used to think like, oh, it's so expensive. But relative to a lot of things, it hasn't gone up a lot. Now I hope Disney's not listening to me. It's like $70, right? Something around there. But even 10 years ago, it was like $60. So it hasn't gone up as much as like in that same time, you know, other character meals have gone up from $35 to $60. So to me, you're getting dinner and a show. I think $70 is not at all unreasonable for that. It's a fun show. To me, it's not something I would go to every year because it is the same show every time.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun. It's fun for the kids. It's fun for the family. So you can't go wrong.
Yeah, we haven't been since before COVID. The last time we went, it was December of 2019. Ryder was 4. Now he's 8.5.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. And
you're staying there too, so you can just take the bus over.
We do have a golf cart for the week, but I am going to cancel it and just have it for that first night. And because we're really not going to need it the rest of the week. And it seems silly to pay $40 a night mm-hmm. When you're going to be hitting the parks. So I'm just going to do it for that one night. That way we can explore the campground, get to Hoop-Dee-Doo, and then return it the next day and not pay, you know, almost $500 for a golf cart we barely use. But we will do it for that first night. But we could take the bus too. I'm just excited for this whole trip. And it's going to be our last one for a while. We are probably planning on going to the Halloween party, but no real trips after that. So, we'll see.
Till at least next summer?
Yeah, I think that's because we're starting to cruise a lot. We qualified for a free cruise while we were on the Icon. Our goal was to get a free cruise, which cost us a lot of money in gambling, but it was like the world's most expensive free cruise. But we've been getting a lot of free cruise offers. So we already have one booked. We have another booked cruise for spring break that we did pay for. But we have a free cruise in November, and then it looks like we might be doing another 3-night in December. And that's kind of where we're at right now, is that those weekend trips, if it's much easier for us to just go to the Port of Miami or Fort Lauderdale and jump on a cruise ship.
You're right
and
there.
And cheaper.
Yeah.
Because we do have to pay the port fees, but, you know, it's so much more cheaper. The port fees, we'll put it this way. We compared the prices of the tickets for the Halloween party and the port fees for a 3-night cruise, and the port fees were cheaper, you know, and that includes food.
Right. And it's 3 nights instead of 1 day.
Yeah. And instead of 4 hours, we get 3 nights, and we each get 4 drinks a day because we cruise so much. Yeah, cruising is kind of where it's at for us right now. I think that's with every family. You go through like lulls, and I'm sure we will get back into going to Disney more often. But we're also looking forward to Universal. We're looking at annual passes for Universal, because Epic Universe is definitely on our radar. Sure,
regardless of what Disney thinks, I think Epic Universe will definitely hurt their bottom dollar next year.
Totally. Yeah.
Because not only will a lot of people want to experience it, but, you know, I've said this, finally, Universal really could be a week-long destination. Like, because I'm sorry, it was not.
You're right.
It was 3 or 4 days, sure. And I'm sure there's people that, you know, love thrill rides and are perfectly happy to go there for a week. It was not for me, and I think for a lot of people. We've done 4 days there several times, and quite honestly, by the fourth day, we're like, I think let's just go, which I've never done at Disney. You know, 10, 12 days in, I'm still like, I don't really want to leave. And Universal has said day four is like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I think Epic Universe, it looks like a very impressive park, and combine it with the other two parks and the water park, and you're definitely going to get a lot of people going for the week. I think Disney's going to get hit by it. Not it's not going to close them or anything, certainly, but I think they're going to see a downtick next year.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. Yeah. So, but you know, time will tell. Time will tell. That is it for today's episode. Before we go, we want to thank our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial, for their continued support of the My DVC Points platform. And with that, I will say, see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.